Let's go to the movies. I wanted you to point out the Robert De Niro's 2006 spy movie, The Good Shepherd. It's a fictionalized description of the birth of counterintelligence in the Central Intelligence Agency. It gives you a view of the historical roots of today's soft warfare machine. It's quite well done, Matt Damon starring. And it gives you a sense of how, you know, sort of creepy that machinery at the root of it was. And it's a critical machinery to protecting the dollar. As I was writing the musings commentary, one of the subscribers sent in a list of coups that essentially the CIA in America with the help of G7 has engineered since 1953. It's a very long list. The Ukraine is only the latest one on the list. And sure enough, we have in Yahoo News this week up on the blog, Ukraine's ousted president has accused the CIA of being behind the new Ukrainian government. You don't say. Anyway, The Good Shepherd, if you want a sense of the tradition there, or sort of the cultural roots of the soft weapons, it's a good one to watch. I just have to say something about a movie that's so bad I want to protect you from it. I had a subscriber write in and say they'd watched The Wolf of Wall Street and had to give up after 45 minutes. I've been meaning to watch it, so I got it on Netflix. It took 10 minutes before I gave up. It's the biggest bunch of hooey. It's if you ever want to see an example of the promotion of corruption and incompetence as a cover story, there it is. It bears very little resemblance to reality, and you know it's that's one to avoid. Our interview this week is with Charles Hugh Smith, a writer and blogger who I have great respect for. I think he does a marvelous job of trying to integrate a wide range of material and always bringing it back to what we can do. I used a quote on the blog this week from Charles, "We have to solve our own problems." I wanted to talk with him about soft weapons because, he's far from, he's much more an integrator of everything than someone who's an expert on covert operations, including soft weapons. But I felt he was a perfect person to talk about because he is so good at bringing these things down to an intimate level. But it was a delightful conversation. He's a writer and author that I recommend to you highly. He's got a new book out about how to sort of get a job and generate an income despite everything that's going on. I haven't had a chance to look at it, but knowing his work, I bet it's very useful.